Prince Harry mocks American voters, takes shots at King Trump on Stephen Colbert. By Simon Kent on December 4, 2025. Prince Harry was born into a position of immense inherited privilege, but that hasn't stopped him commenting on the vigorous democracy that defines the U.S. and is now his home. He used that lofty status in an interview Wednesday night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to mock American voters and take a swing at President Donald Trump. In a segment, the Duke of Sussex lampooned Americans for their interest in the British royal family, Newsweek notes. Colbert pushed back, saying, "I wouldn't say we're obsessed with royalty." "Really?" Harry replied. "I heard you elected a king." The royal jape appeared to be a reference to the rabidly left-wing No Kings movement aligned against Trump and, by virtue of association, those who voted for the Republicans' historic return to the White House. "And after making such a big deal about my great, 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 great grandfather George III," the prince added. The segment was based on the concept Harry, resident of Montecito, California, might want to become a Hallmark prince by starring in a Christmas movie, Newsweek notes. Harry retorted, "I'll do anything. I'll record a self-tape, I'll fly myself to an audition. Settle a baseless lawsuit with the White House, all the things you people in TV do." As the younger son of King Charles III and Diana, Princess of Wales, Harry is born to be fifth in the line of succession to the British throne. Wednesday's visit was the Duke's second Late Show appearance, having last appeared in January 2023 to promote his memoir Spare. Harry's first appearance on the show set a two-year viewership record and made international headlines. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.